Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on Facebook on the live feed. We appreciate that very much. As most of you know, we are doing the show here live from Monday through Thursday. Mondays, we'll typically do it about 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, we try to keep it right around 3 o'clock Standard Time to keep the consistency with the people that are following us live on Facebook, so we appreciate that very much. However, the best way is to download the podcast. That way you could listen to the show at your convenience anytime you can. And the way to do that is all kinds of different ways. You go to iTunes, type in Real Estate Radio Live. You go to Stitcher, Google Plus, just go to the internet anywhere and then enter Real Estate Radio Live. Or you go to our website at reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. The focus, as always, is education and information, and the show is continuing to grow. We continue to get thousands and thousands of downloads each month. What's exciting is that more of the downloads are coming from different areas, many of them outside of the country even, in different states, which is great. The majority of them, however, are still here in the Bay Area, and there's a lot of interest in Silicon Valley, and we have a unique market for sure. So we want to continue to share that news and provide the consumers with much education information as we can. So this show is primarily geared towards the consumer. What I mean by that is that we provide this consumer with a lot of ongoing new information, education, kind of updates, what's going on, best practices, all those different things. For the consumers, make them a little more wise and educated so when they go to make a real estate purchase, sell, transaction, that they feel like they're in a little better place and they know a little bit more. We're big advocates of teams, choosing the right people to help you in these services, whether it's a real estate agent or a lender. Please, please make sure that you use the right people and the right partnerships. I've seen so many of them have problems. Just this week, I ran into some problems with some real estate company that's trying to use an escrow company down in Southern California. And the problem is it's different. They do things differently in Southern California as they do in Northern, just like in other states. So be really careful. If you're a consumer out there and someone is getting ready to list your house, they typically make the call on who opens up escrow with who. And if the real estate company opens escrow or title with a company that you're not aware of, or they have a partnership with someone where they have no choice and they have to open up title and escrow with someone, it could cause a lot of problems if they're not familiar with the area and the communication's different. So just keep an eye on that type of stuff. All right, today's topic is going to be strategies for a buyer's market, and really from two perspectives. One, I'm going to talk what the consumer should know about some strategies for the consumer, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the real estate industry as well, because, you know, in a changing market, strategies change. They just typically have to. And what I mean by that is for those like myself and others that have been through changing markets, you know, there's some stuff you could take a look at. There's some stuff you could repurpose. There's some things that you could possibly look at again and learn from the past. But what you really should be doing and what we should really be doing is keeping up on the times and trying to figure out what the best practices are and what types of things we could be doing as consumers to educate ourselves more. And then, you know, in the real estate lending world too, what kind of changes do we need to make when the market makes the changes and the adjustments? So what I'm going to talk to today directly is what are the best strategies for a buyer's market? And yes, it's a buyer's market right now. Some people could argue and say, well, no, it's not really quite yet, or it's on the bubble, or it's a normal market. You could call it whatever you want. The bottom line is, in my opinion, it is more of a buyer's market if you're looking at a scale right now in the Silicon Valley, and that scale is tipping. We all know that the last 3 or 4 years, the scale was high on the seller's market, right? So it's been an extremely hot seller's market the last several years. Well, now the scale is tipped, And it is a buyer's market, in my opinion. Now, some people, again, would argue or debate, and that's fine. I could have that argument or debate with anybody. I study this every day. And I'm talking about, in general, in the Silicon Valley, the greater Bay Area, it is now more of a buyer's market in general than it is a seller's market. Does that mean there are certain pockets that aren't still strong sales? Does that mean homes still aren't selling quick? Does that mean homes still aren't selling with multiple offers? No, that's not what that means. What it means is, if you look at the big picture, overall, it is becoming more weighted, not extremely heavy, but more towards a buyer's market. So when this happens, you want to make sure you're prepared as a consumer. If you're getting ready to sell your home and buy a home, you really need to understand what the dynamics are, what are the strategies to put yourself in the best position to succeed in a buyer's market. If you're a real estate agent, if you're a lender, what kinds of things are you doing to put yourself in a better situation for a buyer's market? I'll ask those questions. What do you think? I mean, I'd love to get feedback. I know as a lender, my primary business is residential lending. So I know what the things that I'm changing right now, the things that I'm adapting to things that I'm projecting and talking to and educating my consumers and my clients with right now are strategies in a buyer's market. And I'll give you some examples. How do you buy before you sell? That's a big, big push of mine right now. I can't tell you how many people now have educated on and how many transactions we're doing where we're helping people buy that home before they sell their home. Again, it's not for everybody, but it is a perfect program right now to buy before you sell. Leverage instead of liquidate. Leverage instead of liquidate. Remember that. We could show you how to leverage instead of liquidate. What does that mean? Instead of sell your home right now and use those assets by selling that home and buying another home, there's a possibility you could leverage the equity from your home with some strategies in place to go buy that other home and then sell your home when you want to. Maybe sell your home when it becomes more of a seller's market. These are some examples that I'm telling you that we have adapted, I have adapted in my business so that I better educate consumers on the different things to do when markets change. Nothing's more frustrating to me when I hear people in our industry say things like, well, you know, it is what it is. You still have to sell your house before you buy, and the rates are up. Yeah, that's true. There's nothing you could do about the rates. There's nothing you could... That's true. You can't. Here's what drives me crazy. The people that say there's nothing you could do about those things, so what they're saying is correct. We can't control a market. We can't control, right? But what's funny about those comments from a person in our industry, they say that because they haven't educated themselves to make them more valuable to a consumer in a changing market. So the types of things you should be hearing from a real estate agent or a lender right now is, yeah, it's changed to a buyer's market, but let me explain to you some of the exciting programs we have available to give you a better chance to succeed in a buyer's market. Those are the types of conversation you should be having and hearing from your real estate agents and your lenders, and not this ho-hum, it is what it is, it's a seller's market, it's a buyer's market. If you're working with someone that's giving you those generic comments, I would encourage you to find someone else to work with. Seriously. And the reason why, you've heard me say this before, these are big, big financial decisions when you decide to buy, sell a home, or finance a home. This is not a simple decision. It's an expensive one. And it can make the difference in many different ways in who you decide to work with. So I want to just kind of cover this and go over this. And then in a changing market, I think it's exciting. The reason why changing markets are exciting is it gives people an opportunity that maybe didn't have an opportunity before. I'll say it again. I have the green flag waving high for the buyers right now. What I mean by that is I would say go buyers go. This is the time to get out there and make a purchase. It's a great buyer's market right now. You're seeing prices decline. You're seeing prices negotiated. You're seeing clients getting credits. You're seeing a lot of different things happening in the marketplace. Well, so what? Again, like I just suggested, take what the market gives you. Don't fight the market. Don't try to argue. Don't try to debate it. Don't try to just slide by and say, oh, it is what it is. No, educate yourself on what you need to do to become a better offer in our industry. And then on the consumer side, make sure you're working with someone that could give you a full set of strategies to help you succeed, whether you're listing your home to sell or you're buying a home or you're doing both. These are really important things. If you can't find a real estate agent or lender that are having these conversations with you, give me a call, please. And the reason I say that again, I don't want you, the consumer, making a mistake and using someone just because you think you should use them or because you've always used them, and they're not prepared to put their best foot forward and help you in a market that's changing and adjusting. So, again, strategies in a buyer's market. Let's go through some of those. I just mentioned one of them. Do you want to be able to buy before you sell? We could help you do that. This is something we do. I've done a lot of these. I have three of them going right now. We have one closing this week. It's exciting. I just helped a client. I'm going to give you this scenario. I just helped a client. Has a home in Santa Clara worth a little over $1 million. Owed very little on it. I think $100,000. Wanted to downsize and buy a home in Morgan Hill for $870,000. Retired. Listen to this. Retired. She has some pension income, some Social Security. We just put a program in place, allowed her to get 100% financing. We gave her an $870,000 loan on that purchase for their home in Morgan Hill. She was able to keep her home in Santa Clara because she's got a lot of work to it. She doesn't want to sell it yet, so we just leveraged the equity in her home in Santa Clara and made that purchase at 100% financing, ladies and gentlemen. She put zero down. Zero, zero down. Matter of fact, it was funny. She was laughing. She goes, Joe, wait a minute. I'm getting my deposit back? Yeah, you're getting part of your deposit back. You know why? Because other than standard closing costs, she got 100% financing on that $870,000 purchase without selling her home. Now, there's a few things you need to know about that. You still have to qualify, and there's ways to qualify. You might be saying, well, she didn't make that much money, but guess what? She was making enough. She did need some additional income, so what did we do? This is a strategy. Follow me here. This is important. This is a strategy in a buyer's market. I worked with her and her financial planner to give her additional income from her investment assets so that we increased her income by a couple of $1,000s a month. And guess what? She now qualifies for that $870,000 purchase, 100% financing. This could be done. A lot of people shy away from this stuff because they're listening to people that are very, very ordinary in the way they approach business. Is it for everybody? No. But this could mean the difference of a person getting into a home, and for these people that are nervous about selling their home, but they still understand the leverage of going to buy a home, please, please, if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested or you know anybody else, pass this along, have them call me. I could walk them through this in 10 minutes of how this works. And for some people, it may not work. Some people, it may not be for them. But I'm telling you, the reason I talk a lot about this program, Buy Before You Sell, and leverage instead of liquidate, you'll hear those words a lot, is because I believe in it right now in a market like this. So again, that's one strategy. The other strategy, what do you do as a buyer in a market like this? Well, you have more negotiating power. So you work with your real estate agent to look at that market price. And if that home has been on the market a certain amount of time, or if it's priced, maybe it's sitting there, make an offer that's 10, 15% less, 5% less. That is a strategy. That's a strategy. And someone might say, well, you might offend someone. What do you mean offend someone? Aren't you also tired of listening to this? Anybody that hears this, I, for one, it's a funny one to me, and I get tired of hearing that. Well, we don't want to offend anybody. Why are you offending anybody? If someone lists the house for $1 million and the market tells you that it's not worth $1 million, not yet or not now, and it sits there for 60 days and someone offers you $850,000 and you're worried because you might offend someone, all that person has to say is, thank you for the offer, but no thank you, right? That's always been a funny one to me. We don't want to offend someone. I mean, I put myself in other people's shoes. If I'm listing my personal home and I list it for $1 million and someone comes in and they give me a $500,000 offer, I could laugh. I could say thank you. I could say no thank you. I could say thank you, but I'm not interested. But why would I get emotional about that? I never could understand that. Again, it's just maybe a personality. I'm not sure why people take that personal. I don't know. It's a business decision. So anyway, that is another strategy. Put an offer in. If you think in your mind, let's say in your mind, you look at the marketplace and you say, okay, well, it's come down about 7 to 10% in the last 60 days. Let's account for another 5 or 6%. So then put in an offer for 12 to 15% less. That's a strategy, right? Here's the other strategy that I really like right now, and here's the reason why. I love this strategy that I'm going to talk about right now. Whatever offer you make, put an offer in that allows you to get some seller credit. And here's why. Interest rates are up a little bit, right? Although they've come down recently in the last week or so, interest rates are actually pretty good right now. I was looking at 30-year jumbo fix today. Now, it depends on your credit score and loan-to-value and all that, but that's close to 4.5% fixed for 30-year jumbo money. That is very reasonable. It was close to 5% a month or so ago. Here is the strategy I really love right now. Get some seller credit. Use that seller credit to buy down your interest rate. That's right. Buy down your interest rate. Too many people are hung up on the interest rates. Well, there's a strategy to do something with the interest rate, right? Here's the easy conversation. Rates are at all-time lows. Everybody take advantage of it. Throw the balloons in the air, have a party. Great. What kind of strategies? What strategies is that other than go take advantage of all-time low interest rates? Man, isn't that great? Boy, Joe, you're a smart guy. All-time low interest rates. Anybody could sell in a market like that. When a market changes, work with the people and understand that spend the time and energy and treat this like a business. Right now is a great time to ask for seller credit so that when you get that seller credit, you work with someone like me that's a lender and we take that money, let's say it's $20,000, and we take that money depending on your loan size, and we figure out how we could use that $20,000 to buy down that interest rate. What if you could buy down an interest rate and save yourself $250 a month? Does that sound more interesting with someone else's money? How interesting is that? What kind of strategy is that? These are buyer's strategies. This is strategies for a buyer's market, consumers. I'm going to take a break here in a minute, but before I take this break, again, consumers, it is you right now as a buyer, you have more power than you've had for several years. I would say get out there and use it the best you can, and please, please don't worry if you have a home to sell and you're concerned about that. There are strategies around that too. If someone says, it is what it is, the market is what it is, this is what you have to do, don't work with them. Seriously. That scares me, and that makes me nervous because you are not getting the best service and the best value you can if someone is just telling you something like that. Ask someone if you're interviewing them, whether it's a lender or a real estate agent, ask them, what are your strategies in a buyer's market? What are your strategies right now that the market's changing? What are your strategies right now to give me a better chance to succeed? Ask those questions and see what the answers are. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to chat more about buyer's strategies and different things you could do on the real estate side and lending as well. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Stick with us. For those that are following us on Facebook, we'll be back to continue in just a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
How would you like the opportunity to secure a record low interest rate while buying and or selling your home? In addition, how would you like to save 20% or more on your entire real estate transaction? Finally, how would you like to bundle all your real estate services in one location? Well, now you can achieve this with BundleSelect.com. That's right, save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. BundleSelect's hand-picked team of experts will save you thousands of dollars by bundling real estate, lending, and title services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. I'm here to tell you BundleSelect.com is the best way to save money on real estate. By bundling services, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Visit BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. BundleSelect, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker License Number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cacera.
Welcome back in. Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on Facebook. We appreciate that very much. We want to continue to provide this information to as many people as possible, as much as we can, expose this information. We continue to get thousands and thousands of downloads each month. We hope that we continue to add value and give you, the consumer, as much information as we can to help you in making some of these decisions in your real estate. Today, the topic is strategies for a buyer's market. That's right, a buyer's market. In my opinion, it is now more of a buyer's market. And someone might say, well, no, it's more of a normal market. Someone might say, well, it's still a tad seller. Someone might say, well, it's not quite a buyer's, but make a decision. That's what I'd say. Quit fooling around. Make a decision. The decision is, it is a buyer's market. And if you look at the overall market, the Silicon Valley, I'm not talking about the United States, but the Silicon Valley, if you look at all the markets, the zip codes, the counties, the different surrounding areas, overall, for the most part, it has switched to more of a buyer's market in general. Does that mean it's 100% crazy buyer's market? No. It just means if you're looking at a scale and the scale's flat, the scale has leaned a little heavily more towards a buyer's market. So that's what we have. That's what we're with. I'm excited right now for buyers. I've been saying this for several months, and I'll continue to say it until I feel it's different. And I don't care if the market's going to adjust a little bit more. It is a great time to be a buyer right now. If you're second-guessing or wondering or thinking or you're on the fence, seriously, I would strongly consider that you get out there and buy. The reason why is the rates are still good. The reason why is that now you have power. You have some leverage on your side as a buyer that you did not have several months ago and several years ago and for the last several years. So it's a great time to do that. So we're talking about buyer's strategies, strategies in a buyer's market. I talked about in the first segment about some specific examples of what those might be. So if you missed the first part, go back and listen to that. So now we're going to talk a little bit on the real estate and lending side. So as a real estate agent and a lender, and this is both for the real estate agents and lenders and also for the consumers because you're working with us, what should they be doing? What should we be doing? What should a real estate agent be doing right now in a market if they get a listing for your home? What should a real estate agent be doing when they go to list your home? What strategies should a real estate agent be employing right now when they list your home? Are they the same strategies they were 2 years ago? Here's an example. If you're interviewing a real estate agent and you say, what are the strategies? What is your plan for listing my home? And they say, you know what? Markets don't matter. The market's the market, and we're just going to list your house no different than we'd always will because it's just the way it is. It'll take care of itself. I don't worry about that kind of stuff. That's a wrong answer, in my opinion. It's a lazy answer. It's a wrong answer. When you ask what should they be doing or what are they going to do to prepare your house to have the best chance to succeed to sell in a market like this, you should hear things like this. This is what you should hear back. And I'm not saying exactly, but these are some examples. Mr. or Mrs. Real Estate Agent, what are you going to do to give me a better chance to sell my house? Let me explain that to you. I'm glad you asked. Here's what we're going to do. Our research and our data has showed over the last 6 months, homes in your area have declined about 5 to 7%. Now, we think that that could continue a little bit, but we're tracking that and watching that, and we're keeping an eye on that. Okay? So in a market like this, we have to be really careful of the price that we list your house. Now, we don't want to go too low and cause a frenzy and scare away buyers. We don't want to go too high and then have that house sit there, and then people wonder why nothing's happening on it, and then we'll have to ultimately bring the price down. What we're going to do is we're going to do some research, and we're going to come back to you 3 or 4 days from now, and we're going to give you some specific strategies, and we're going to show you the data that would say that this is the price point we really feel strongly about listing your home. And the reason why we want to list it at this price is because we think this is a good enough price where it's going to get people's interest, but it's not so low that it's going to scare people away, okay? And it's not high, so we think it's right in here. So we're going to put these strategies together. Now, that's the piece of it. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to do, this is the way we're going to market your place, okay? We're going to send this to our database. We're going to put listed on the MLS like this. Now, we have some other services we're going to use. Let me tell you about some of the marketing that I do. Let me tell you about some of the stuff we do in newspapers. Let me tell you about some of the stuff we do online. Let me tell you about some of the stuff we've had success with social media and Facebook. These are the types of conversations. This is what you should be hearing from a real estate agent, those types of things. If the answers are the market's the market, we're going to figure out the price, don't worry about it, I'm your guy. I am your guy. Don't worry about it. I'm being funny, but seriously, too many people don't take this business serious in both the real estate and the lending side. Drives me crazy. For some of the biggest financial decisions people make in their life with real estate and lending, it's amazing to me how many people will work with incompetent, uneducated people in our industry. And I don't mean that as an assault. I don't mean that as a judgment as much as just an observation. It is what it is. If you want to do something, especially where you're potentially in charge of people making big financial decisions, then you should educate yourself and stay in tune with what's going on so you make yourself a better offer to that consumer. That's what I'm saying. So the strategies that should be taking place on the real estate side are some of the examples I shared with you if they're getting ready to list your house. Now, what should you be hearing if you're getting ready to work with someone that's buying? Okay? You're sitting down to interview a real estate agent, and you say, I'm talking to people about representing me on the buy. I'm going to be buying a home. This is what's going on, whether you have a home or not. Let's say you don't have a home. What kinds of things should you be hearing from real estate agents when you're interviewing them about representing you to buy your home? Again, if you hear something like, the market's the market, I'm a great buyer's agent, I've been in this business for 20 years, people love me. If you hear stuff like that, then that's not good enough. Anybody that is worth what they're doing is going to be able to break it down and give you specifics that pertain to the market that we're in today. A good sign is if someone responds like something, I'll give you an example. When you say, what types of things? And the real estate agent says something like this. Hey, listen, we've seen the market adjust recently. We're coming out of this super, super strong seller's market. And now we're going into more of a buyer's market. And we think for the first time in years, there are great advantages for buyers right now. So I'm really excited for you. I'm excited because you now have chosen a time to buy that potentially could be the best time in the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm excited for you. And let me explain to you what some of the things we're going to do to get you in a better chance or better place to succeed. We're going to find the homes in the areas that you most like. We're going to look at your price points. We're going to figure out a strategy. When you find these homes that you really like, then you and I are going to sit down and we're going to get on the phone and we're going to talk about the price point of this. We're going to look at the neighborhoods. We're going to look at the comps. We're going to figure out what the best price is possible. Even more importantly, we're going to get on the phone or we're going to talk to your lender. The three of us are going to discuss about what are the best strategies for this offer. So if this house you really like over here is for $1 million and your budget's $950 to $975, let's talk to your lender and let's find out exactly how much you could stretch. And if you're up against the wall on a qualification issue, let's find out. Maybe we'll go in and get some seller credit. We could help you buy down the interest rate and give you a better chance to qualify, maybe for a higher price point. ladies and gentlemen, these are the types of things you should be hearing when you ask your agent or your lender, what are you going to do to give me a better chance to succeed? Please, you deserve it. You should expect it. This is a big decision. These are the types of things you should be hearing from people. Now, what about a lender? Too many people forget about this. They think that the thing, I'll tell you what drives me absolutely crazy, and I understand, I really do, is when someone is so laser beam focused on a rate or a price that they don't take into consideration who they're working with. I see this all the time. Joe, I know you quoted me these rates and these prices, but I got on the phone with this guy at, Lending Tree of America, all over the world company, and I talked to this guy in Chicago, although he transferred me first from a guy from India, but then I got on the call with this guy from Chicago. I know I'm buying a house here in San Jose, but this guy in Chicago said that he could save me $1,500 on closing costs if we go with him. Do you know anything about him? Do you know anything about this lender? Do you know anything about this call that was transferred? Do you know if it was a lead-generated call? Do you know if it's a... I mean, don't get me wrong. We all are sensitive to price. But if you're not going to be represented well, if you're not going to be represented by a professional, be really careful with that. So when you're interviewing lenders, someone that is going to be doing the financing for you, let me say this, and I've said it before, but I hope it resonates and sinks in. The most difficult, challenging part of a real estate transaction is the financing. The most difficult, challenging part of a real estate transaction is by far the financing. Fact. Ask anybody that's been doing this business. Ask anybody that's been through it. Once you get in the contract to buy your home, that's done. That contract's done. You have an agreed upon price, you have your deposit, you have the terms, you're done. You might as well take that contract and set it on the counter. That's done. Now, the focus becomes the financing. And it's not as easy as people think. I wish it were. Especially if you're dealing with jumbo financing. You have so many different investors that have different guidelines and different rules. It gets more complicated. The reason I bring this up is that don't forget that you should also be working with a qualified lender, someone who is going to make sure that they communicate with you and work with you to get you through this process on the financing. What kind of questions should you be asking your lender? Okay, so if you're sitting down and interviewing and talking to a lender and you're saying your question is this, listen, Joe, I'm getting ready to buy a home. You referred to me and there's some people that really love to work with you. They said I should talk to you. I'm talking to a couple different people. Joe, what kind of strategies do you have for me right now in a market like we're in? That's the question they pose to me or whoever, right? So if you hear an answer like this, hey, don't worry about it. I've been doing this for 20 years. We have all the investors in the world. We have the lowest rates. We have great service. We have great processing. We could close your loan in 3 weeks. I'm your guy. I didn't answer the question. That's no strategy. Rates is not a strategy. Closing a loan quickly, everybody should be able to do that. It's not a sneaky, sly strategy. You do have a good team of people to do it. Don't get me wrong. Not everybody can close loans quickly. That is a function of the process and the company and the people you work with. The kinds of things you want to hear when you sit down with a lender or something like this. You ask, listen, you were referred to me. What kinds of things should I know about this market and how could you better prepare me to succeed if I'm going to be using your for purchase financing? It should go something like this. Listen. Thank you. I appreciate you coming to me. I really do. And I appreciate the person that referred to. I'll make sure I'll get back to them and thank them for that as well. Let me tell you what my strategy would be right now. You're looking at a $1 million purchase. It looks like you have 20% down, right? With 20% down, this is how much we're going to finance. On a loan amount of $800,000, that is considered jumbo financing here in the Bay Area. because it's jumbo financing, a little more tricky, so let me talk about that. This is the way jumbo financing investors work. Some have different guidelines. Some have different, you know, restrictions for credit scores, for down payment, for gift funds. There's a lot of stuff. So I want to find out more about you. Where is your down payment coming from? Is it all from you? Or is there going to be any gift funds? We're going to pull your credit. We're going to figure out, do you have any credit challenges you know of? We'll find out in a little bit. What about this home that you're buying? Do you foresee staying in this home for 5, 7, 10 years or more? Or do you see it as a first home, as a starter home, and you could see yourself out of it in 4 or 5 years? Because that makes a big difference. If it's a starter home for you and you can't see being in there for more than 4 to 5 years, we have some different programs we should really discuss with you. What are your strategies around that? Also, if this is the first time buying a home, then have you discussed with your CPA the tax benefits for that? Because remember, one of the benefits of being a homeowner is you're going to get some tax benefits from your interest and your property tax. Have you talked to your CPA about that? If not, I would encourage you to do that. I'm going to give you some documents when you leave today. You could review them. You could also take them to your CPA, your financial planner. If someone's giving you gift funds, you give them an idea what kind of, you know, what kind of financial strategies we have here. I'm going to give you some options on a 5-1 ARM, a 7-1 ARM, and a 30-year fix. We could talk about the differences in those. I could tell you of an interest rising environment right now as rates are going up. If this is more of a short-term play for you, I would encourage you to consider an ARM, maybe a 7-1 ARM, because the rates are going to be so much better. You're going to save quite a bit of money over the next 5 to 7 years in the rate. And if you're most likely not going to be in that house in that time period, it's probably a very good strategy as well. So we're going to discuss all these things. We're going to sit down. We're going to put together a plan. I'm going to email them to you. And then I'm going to need an introduction to your real estate agent. And I'm going to need to know, you know, that we're all on the same page, because I'm going to work closely with them as well. So these are the types of things that you should be hearing when you sit down to discuss this with a loan officer. These are buyer strategies. These are strategies, if you're a consumer listening to this, please, please work with someone that are giving you those kinds of answers and that kind of dialogue. If you're a real estate agent, if you're a lender listening to this, if you're not giving these types of answers, then you should sharpen your game, because the consumers deserve it. You should find out what type of strategies that you're going to deploy and you're going to introduce to your consumers to give them a better chance to succeed. All right, we're out of time. This is Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. I hope, as usual, that you learned something today, you gained some knowledge. That is my hope today. The topic today was strategies for a buyer's market. If you're a buyer, get out there and make the move. It's a great time to be there. This is Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks to those for Facebook. And for more information, go to reradiolive.com. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.